for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Wednesday afternoon, July the 6th, 2011, Colonel Williams is the speaker of this service teaching on personality disorders in the church.
Praise the Lord. We've been having a powerful, awesome time in deliverance all this week.
Amen.
How many of you have been blessed?
Amen.
I have greatly been blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer, please. Blessed Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we stand in prayer on behalf of Lake Hamilton. Father, we stand upon Matthew 18, verse 18. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Yes.
Father, we bind every wizard, every witch, every warlock.
Yes.
Every satanic curse that's been loosed against Lake Hamilton Bible Camp.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray the whirlwind of the Lord, the whirlwind of judgment, will go forth and consume those occultic spirits that are trying to abort this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray that the holy angels, Hebrews 1:14, ministering spirits, will war on our behalf for this ministry. In the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk to you this afternoon about personality disorders in the church. And I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. That's Paul's epistles to the church at Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And hold, please. While you're holding, by no means do I have a license or degree in psychiatric healing. And to be honest with you, let it be on record that I really don't care about psychology. Amen? Amen. But I believe that we're coming into a season where pastors as well as congregational members need to have an understanding of personality disorders.
That's real.
As the Lord has blessed to travel from areas of Atlanta to the Caribbean, I see pastors who throw the members out the door, reject them, wound them, hurt them, not understanding that it may be a personality disorder or a hidden demon, demonic trait in their personality. And I believe that it's time that we come to basically an understanding of personality disorders. Now, I'm not going to be able to cover all personality disorders, but there's about seven that I have listed. First, let's begin reading in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. May the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and wholly consecrated to God. May your spirit and soul and body be preserved, sound and complete, and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Your spirit, soul, and body. How many of you know that our Lord is concerned about the whole man?
Yes.
Spirit, soul, and what?
Body.
I want to give you a definition, and I pray that many of you are writing. I want to give you a definition about soul fragmentation. Once again, soul fragmentation. Soul fragmentation occurs within the soul of man. It occurs within the soul of man when the mind, will, emotions are overwhelmed and unable to cope with reality. Now, let me read that again for those of you writing. Soul fragmentation occurs within the soul of man when the mind, will, emotions are overwhelmed and unable to cope with reality. In other words, soul fragmentation is when a portion of your soul is split off or disassociated. When a portion of your soul is what? Split off or what? Disassociated. Now, there are many reasons for soul fragmentation, and it can come through sexual sin. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32, the Bible says that he that committeth adultery with a woman destroyeth his own soul.
Yes, sir.
Destroyeth his own soul. Sexual sin can cause a splitting of the soul,
yes,
or a disassociation of the soul. And many of you know from being here at Lake Hamilton that every time you have sex outside of marriage, you take on the personality, the habits, the traits, the sickness, the diseases of that person that you've had sex with.
Yeah.
I know a young police officer, he was very sexually promiscuous, and he would go through maybe about 5 women a week. He lost his mind, and he had to be hospitalized. What had happened, many of his sexual partners, soul fragmentation, they were carrying a portion of his soul, not only in the spirit realm, but in the natural realm also. Trauma is another one. Ancestral disassociation is another one. Basically, in summing that up, I want to move forward now and give you about 7 listings of personality disorders. I'm not going to be able to cover everything, but I just want to basically give you an overview. Paranoid personality disorder. And I want to spell that word paranoid. P-A-R-A-N-O-I-D. Paranoid personality disorder. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 3 talks about a ruler spirit of fear called Margomisabib. Margomisabib. And this is a ruler spirit of a terror and horror and fright. Paranoid personality disorder is connected with fear. Listen to this. People with paranoid personality disorder, they can be in the church, they can appear to be strange, difficult, and dangerous. Strange, difficult, and dangerous. I now understand what Paul meant in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. He said, "Know them that labor among you." Do you know what the Hebrew word for know is? Correction, the Greek word for know, human error, is eido. And do you know what eido means? It means beware and understand them. Now that's powerful.
Yes.
Know them that labor among you. Know your church brethren. Look what it says now in the Greek, eido. Beware and do what? Understand them. And this is what we are trying to do today. We are trying to what? Understand them. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, please. A person with a paranoid personality is over-suspicious and jealous. Let's look at verse 3. Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, "For you are still unscriptural, having the nature of the flesh, under the control of ordinary impulses. For as long as there are envyings and jealousy and wranglings and factions among you, are you not unspiritual and of the flesh, behaving yourself after the human standard and like mere unchanged men?" Paranoid personality disorder in the church is a what? Over-suspicious and a jealous type person. There was a man years ago in North Carolina, and I remember his wife, she was a woman who would go into urban areas and evangelize. She had a bugle, and she would pull cars over, and she would minister them about Jesus. She couldn't go to the bathroom unless he followed her in the church. She couldn't get a drink of water unless he followed her in the church. If she talked on the telephone, she was talking to a man. If she went to the store, she was gone too long, and she was evidently seeing a man in his own paranoid idealism. One night, while she slept in her bed, he stabbed her in the chest and killed her. The Bible says that jealousy is the rage of a man. Jealousy can also lead to what? Murder. How many times, being in law enforcement, I have answered a call, a domestic violence call, and the wife would say, he's jealous. And I would tell the man, sir, you need to get rid of that jealousy or it's going to lead to something else. There are people in the body of Christ that carry a spirit of insane jealousy. And that spirit needs to be what? It needs to be dealt with. Turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 5, please. Look at the book of Numbers, chapter 5. The book of Numbers, chapter 5. Let's look at verse 13 and 14. The Bible confirms that jealousy is a spirit or a demonic entity. Look at Numbers, chapter 5. Let's look at verse 13 and 14. Verse 13, and a man lies with her carnally, and it is hidden from the eyes of her husband, and it is kept secret, though she is defiled, and there is no witness against her, nor was she taken in the act. Now look at verse 14 real closely. And if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, look what the scripture says. And if the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he is jealous and suspicious of his wife, who has defiled herself, or if the spirit of jealousy, here we go again, comes upon him, and he is jealous and suspicious of his wife, though she has not defiled herself. I want to say to every male believer, if you're battling with jealousy, you need to deal with jealousy. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Jealousy can lead to something more disastrous. It can lead to something that you would be sorry for. And look what the Bible says. The Bible says this what? It is a spirit that can do what? Come. Come upon. That's right, sister. That's right. Upon a what? Man. Or it can come upon what? A woman. Another area of paranoid personality disorder is a persecution complex. Everybody's out to get me. And I need to get them before they get me. Now that's a paranoid personality disorder. They think people talking about them are against them when the people are not paying them any attention. Everybody's doing something to you. You can be an apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. You can be a bishop of hell. And you could be bound by the spirit of paranoid personality disorder. Let's look at a Bible character that moved in signs and wonders and miracles. But he had a paranoid personality. Turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, please. Let's look at verse 10. Elijah the prophet. If I can bring any humor here today, just because you're a prophet don't mean that you can't be bound by paranoia. Because you prophesy and you move in signs and wonders and you heal. Is that right? You see symbols and revelations. You got multiple dreams and visions. That don't mean you can't be paranoid. Look what it says in verse 10 of 1 Kings chapter 19. He replied, I've been very jealous for the Lord of hosts. For the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I only am left. And they seek my life to do what? To take it away. Here's a prophet. A prophetic person. Paranoid. They have to get me. And there's a big God of the universe. This man has seen the miraculous. But I better watch him. I can't trust him. I'll exploit them before they exploit me. My God. Listen to this. They distrust people and plan to harm or exploit them when there is no evidence to support what they believe about them in the church. You ever seen someone like that? Well, brother, the Bible says in St. John chapter 16, verse 1 and 3, the time will come when he that killeth you will think that he doeth God a service. Well, brother, who's trying to kill you? People trying to love you. But that personality is over-suspicious. They're out to get me. They're out to exploit me. And I'm going to bring ruin to them. This is what that spirit says to them. Listen to this. Over-suspicious. Jealous. Persecution complex. Distrustful. Difficult to deal with. Pathological jealousy with attempts to control their partner. Most people who are jealous, they operate in witchcraft control. Show me a jealous husband, I'll show you witchcraft. Manipulation, domination, and what? Control. They see fear and threats in statements of others. They are not good team players. They have a poor self-image, social isolation, and they are constantly accusing their sexual partner of cheating on them. Paranoid personality disorder is manifesting in our churches. Yeah. Now, I could go further, but I want to stop with that one and move to another one. Now, what is the remedy for paranoid personality disorder? Godly therapist, intervention and goals. Family intervention and goals. Or scripture intervention and goals, the ministry of deliverance, and the casting out of devils. All right, let me give you another one. Histrionic personality disorder. I'm going to spell histrionic. H-I-S-T-R-O-N-I-C. Histrionic. And some of you school teachers out there, you can make sure I have the correct grammar. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. All right. Histrionic personality disorder. The word histrionic comes from hysteria. Hysteria or outbursts of what? Emotions. Now, what is histrionic personality rooted in? It's rooted in Job chapter 41, verse 34. Job chapter 41, verse 34. Histrionic personality is rooted in what? Leviathan. Hello. And Leviathan is rooted in what? Pride. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. The Bible says he is the ruler over the children of pride. All right. I want you to remember this again. People with personality disorders can be strange, they can be difficult, and they can be dangerous. Amen? Amen. All right. What are some of the manifestations of the histrionic personality disorder? Well, they have classic attention-seeking behavior. In other words, they are religious spirits. They lack attention. Anybody know any brother in the church who love attention? Well, we won't bother with that. We'll leave that alone. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 23. 5-7. Let's look at a histrionic personality, a classic attention seeker. Verse 5, they do all their works to be seen of men, for they make wide their phylacteries, small cases, enclosing certain scripture passages, worn during prayer on the left arm and the forehead. They make long their fringes, worn by all male Israelites according to the command. Verse 6, they take pleasure and thus love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues. Verse 7, and to be greeted with honor in the marketplaces and to have people call them what? Rabbi. In the church, histrionic personalities, not only are they classic attention seekers, but they are also men pleasers. They seek the approval of men. Let's look at Galatians chapter 1, please. In verse 10, please. Now I am trying to win the favor of men or of God. Do I seek to please men? If I was still seeking popularity with men, I should not be a bondservant of Christ the Messiah. What is the Apostle Paul saying? Paul said, if I'm trying to get favor, or if I'm trying to please man, then I would not be what? A servant of God. Isn't that something? So histrionic personality, not only do they love attention, but listen, they are man pleasers. They do things to get the approval of man. And that's not good. Listen to this. They are seductive. They are flirtatious in the church. And they are manipulative in the church. They come to church only to make sexual contacts. Wow. Let me say that again. Histrionic personality disorder. They are seductive, flirtatious, manipulative, and they only come to church to make what? Sexual contacts. That's their sole purpose. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2. And let's look at some of his histrionic personality. Eli's son. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 2. Look at verse 22. Now Eli was very old, and he heard all that his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the women. How they lay with the women, once again. And how they lay with the women who served at the door of the tent of meeting. Histrionic personality disorder. Seductive, flirtatious, manipulative, and their sole purpose for coming to the house of God is sex. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4 and 7. Many of you are familiar with that scripture. The Bible talks about captive, silly women. All right. So Eli's sons had histrionic personality. Who else had a histrionic personality in the Old Testament? Well, turn to the book of Judges, please. Chapter 16, let's look at verse 15. Delilah had an histrionic personality disorder. The Hebrew word for Delilah is Layla, which means seductive, flirtatious, and manipulative. Layla in Hebrew. Look at verse 15. And she said to him, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these three times and have not told me in what your great strength lies. Look at Layla or Delilah. She was seductive. She was flirtatious. And she was what? Very manipulative. Before we end this personality disorder, you may see yourself. I am transparent because now I'm being created into the image of Christ. So, to tell the truth, I myself was histrionic. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become what? New. Listen to this. Histrionic personality disorder, emotional and dramatic in order to gain attention. In other words, they can be drama man or drama queen. Prideful with strong religious spirits. They are self-centered. They have difficulty in relationships because they are fake and not genuine. They are seductive, flirtatious, manipulative. They are gullible and easy to influence. Histrionic men, to the men here, let me level with you. Histrionic men come to church, macho dressed to attract helpless behavior in women. Histrionic women come to church, over-femininely dressed to attract helpless behavior in men. How many of you know the Bible talks about dressing moderately? Is that right? Amen. 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 What is the remedy for histrionic personality disorder? Godly therapist intervention and goals? Family treatment and goals? Or scriptural intervention? The ministry of deliverance? Casting out of evil spirits. All right, let's look at another personality disorder in the church. And I say this out of agape love. There are pastors that are ordained to this condemnation or to this judgment. They have personality disorders. There are people in leadership. There are people among the congregation that have personality disorders that need to be dealt with. Is that right? How many pastors? I know some pastors right now. How are you doing, Pastor? Hey, Pastor, sour pickle, sour cucumber. God bless you. Amen. All right. Antisocial personality disorder. Antisocial. Antisocial personality disorder is also manifesting in the church. And we need to be able to discern that type of personality. All right. One of the spiritual roots of that is rebellion. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. For rebellion is has the sin of what? Witchcraft. All right. So one of the strong roots of antisocial personality disorder is rebellion. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. For you seem readily to endure if a man preaches and comes and preaches another Jesus than the one we preach, or if you receive a different spirit from the spirit you once received, or a different gospel from the one you then received and welcome, you tolerate all that well enough. Another Jesus, another spirit. Another Jesus, another spirit. Another Jesus, another personality. Another Jesus, another demonic entity. Another Jesus, another demonic personality. What are some of the manifestations of being antisocial? And then who in the Bible, what Bible character was antisocial? We're going to find that Judas Iscariot had antisocial personality disorder. All right. One of the manifestations is a betrayal spirit. Turn with me to the book of St. Matthew chapter 10. Look at verse 4. A betrayal spirit. St. Matthew chapter 10, verse 4. Simon the Canaanite, Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Does everybody see verse 4? Now, I want to show you something about personality disorders. Look at verse 1 of St. Matthew chapter 10. And Jesus summoned to him his 12 disciples. That's St. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And Jesus summoned to him his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure all kinds of disease and all kinds of weaknesses and what? Infirmity. Now, Judas was an apostle. Judas had a spirit of betrayal, and that's a trait of antisocial personality disorder. In other words, Judas was a man with a deliverance ministry, but yet not delivered. Let me say that again. A man with a deliverance ministry, but yet not delivered. Is that right? So antisocial personality disorder, there is a betrayal trait there. And also a suicide. They're suicidal. Is that right? Many of you know the story in the book of Acts. Turn to the book of Acts chapter 1, please. The book of Acts chapter 1, look at verses 17 and 18, please. Verse 17, for he was counted among us and received by divine allotment his portion in this ministry. Now this man, verse 18, obtained a piece of land with the money paid him as a reward for his treachery and wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle of his body and all his intestines poured out. People with antisocial personality disorder, once again, betrayal spirit. They also have, they are suicidal even in their thoughts and even in their behavior. Another trait of that is aggressive and violent behavior. They can be very aggressive and they can be what? Very violent. How many of you remember Samson in Judges chapter 15? When Samson, the Bible says, he bragged about killing 1,000 men. Samson was used mightily of the Lord, but he boasted, brother. He boasted, he bragged about killing 1,000 men. Aggressive or violent behavior. That's antisocial, part of a trait of antisocial personality disorder. Another trait of antisocial personality disorder is burning anger like Samson. Burning anger. Burning anger. How many of you know the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9, it says that anger resteth in the bosom of a fool. Anger resteth. What does the Hebrew word for restive mean? It's noach, which means settles down on you, dwells, falls down, and sets down upon you. Many times I've seen people in church, in services, betrayal spirit, suicidal thoughts. I remember the woman Is that right, honey? The woman in Virginia, she was supposed to be a prophetess. She got up in the pulpit and started talking. I started to commit suicide, but you all didn't know what I was going through, and nobody was discerning me because I started to commit suicide. And then some bound up sister over to the left, she got up. I started to kill myself too, and I'm going like, oh my goodness. We're going to have a party here with suicide. And what came to me was antisocial personality disorder. They have not been delivered. And this sister is aggressive in her behavior and gets upset and gets angry about nothing. Dangerous, strange, difficult behavior. How many of you know, listen, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let me bless you. I love 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15 and 16. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 15 and 16. And there's something that's lacking in many ministries. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15 and 16. But the spiritual man tries all things. Verse 15. He examines, investigates, inquires into, questions, and discerns all things. Yet is himself to be put on trial and judged by no one. He can read the meaning of everything. I love that. He can read the meaning of what everything, but no one can properly discern or praise or get an insight into him. Look what verse 16 says. For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels and purpose of the Lord, so has to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts and feelings and the purposes of his heart. We need discerning of spirits in this end time thrust. Yeah. I love the scriptures in Revelation chapter 2 that says, thou hast tried them which called themselves to be apostles and found them to be liars. In other words, listen, that was an apostolic discerning church or discerning ministry. Listen, anybody that came in, there were some prophetic people that were able to discern whether this brother or this sister was a quack or whether they was a born-again believer. And we need that in the house of the Lord right now. We need to investigate. We need to examine. We need to question. And we need to discern everything in accordance with Scripture. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at verse 6. Let me bless you again. Now I have applied all this about parties and factions to myself and Apollos for your sakes, brethren, so that from what I have said of us as illustrations, you may learn to think of men in accordance with Scripture. You may learn to think of men in accordance with Scripture and not go beyond that which is written, that none of you may be puffed up and inflated with pride and boast in favor of one minister and teacher against another. Look what Paul is saying. We need to learn to see men in accordance with Scripture. If it doesn't line up with God's Word, if it's not an apostolic prophetic alignment, if it's not a biblical alignment, we have a right to say, gong. That's right. Amen. All right. Antisocial personality disorder, rebellion, betrayal spirit, suicide, suicidal thoughts, aggressive and violent behavior, they get into fights. Some of them are getting into fight right in the house of the Lord. Burning anger. They are very argumentative. How many of you know you can't argue with a demon? You're not going to win. Is that right? I remember Pastor John Eckhart said, spirit of Orion manifested, very intelligent spirit. And then the demon, and you know, I'm not into communication with demons. I don't believe that. To each his own. You minister how God has told you to minister. But the demon told him, I don't even want to talk to you. Go get your pastor. They think they are powerful. They like to intimidate people. Hard-headed, arrogant, braggers, recognizable. Some of the recognizable symptoms are at the age of 15. Antisocial. Samson and Judas. All right, what's the remedy for that? Godly therapist and intervention and goal. Family intervention and goal. Scriptural intervention. Ministry of deliverance. Casting out devils. All right. Let's look at number four. Dependent personality disorder. Dependent personality disorder is rooted in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and what?
Sound mind,
brother. Amen. All right. Dependent personality disorder. Characterized. Now, that's an easy one. Depending too much on others to meet your physical and emotional needs. You don't think for yourself. You don't trust your ability to make decisions. Now, before I give you some scriptures, let me tell you about dependent personality. I know a lady, a beautiful sister. Her husband died of a heart attack. Left her $1 million. He wasn't in the grave a good 7 days. She got this man in her home. Her statement was, I can't be alone. I can't handle isolation. I just can't be by myself. I got to have somebody. A dependent personality disorder type person will take a man into their home, unsaved, bound up, smooth talking, Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger. He's coming into a home, a financial vampire, blood sucking everything that she got. The family is crying out, he's doing you wrong. You're drinking, you've never drank like that. You're drinking now. That vampire spirit is keeping her sedated. Yeah. And she's going, I know it's wrong. I don't want to be alone. I care about it. I'm depending upon him. Flies into Biloxi, Mississippi. Flies into the gambling places. Flies into the Caribbean. Flies into Kentucky. Because she doesn't want to be alone. She can't trust her own decisions. She can't trust her own abilities to make a living. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man. But blessed is the man that trusteth in God. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 25, verse 19, please. Talking about dependent personality disorder. Proverbs chapter 25, look at verse 19. Verse 19 says, confidence in an unfaithful man in the time of trouble is like a broken tooth or a foot out of joint. Confidence in an unfaithful man in the time of trouble is like a broken tooth or a foot out of joint. Honey, can I talk about my sister-in-law? My wife gave me permission to talk about my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law broke her foot. She had a cast on her foot. When she had the cast, I said, sister-in-law, why do you have a cast on your foot? I said, she said, I strangely fell off the step and busted my foot and they got me in a cast. I said, I want to ask you a question. Confidence in an unfaithful man is like a foot out of joint. She said, oh my goodness, I'm dependent on my boyfriend and he didn't meet my needs. He didn't help me with the bills. He didn't help me with my car note. Look what it says. Confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth or what? A foot out of joint. Look at Proverbs chapter 3, please. Proverbs chapter 3. Let's look at verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Look at verse 6. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will directly make straight and plain your paths. Yeah. Look at verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord and turn away from evil. And the last verse, verse 8. It shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your what? Bones. Look at Psalms chapter 40, verse 4, please. Psalms chapter 40, look at verse 4. Psalms chapter 40, once again. Let's look at verse 4. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied is the man who makes the Lord his refuge and trust, and turns not to the proud or followers of false gods. Look at Psalms chapter 71. Look at Psalms chapter 71. Let's look at verse 5. Psalms chapter 71, look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, "For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth and the source of what? My confidence." Dependent personality disorder, again, some of the manifestations are, they avoid being alone. They will stay in abusive relationships. They will stay in physical, mental, or unspiritual abusive relationships. They have feelings of devastation and grief when the relationships end. They are easily hurt by criticism or disapproval. They are extremely passive in relationship to other people. In other words, they are given to anything and they won't think for themselves. And they avoid personal responsibility. What's the remedy again? Godly therapist intervention goals, family intervention and goals, or scripture intervention and goals, the ministry of deliverance or casting out of evil spirits. All right, let's move right along. It's number 5. Here's one. Obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Let's spell it. Obsessive. OBSESSIVE. Obsessive compulsive. COMPULSIVE. Obsessive compulsive personality disorder is in the church.
Yeah.
It's in the church. A type of personality marked by compulsions. Perfectionism. You ever seen anybody clean the window about 10 times a day? Wash their car about 5 times a day? Hello. Wash their hands about 20 times a day? Hello. Over-concerned with work. They have trouble relaxing. They are a bunch of nerves. Over-concerned with work. Trouble relaxing, they are perceived by others as stubborn, and they are perceived by others as stingy, self-righteous, and uncooperative. In other words, they are people of repetitive behaviors. They do the same thing, over and over and over and over and over and over again. Self-righteous. Look at Romans chapter 14. Let's look at verse 1. The book of Romans chapter 14. Let's look at verse 1, please. Romans chapter 14, verse 1. All right. Romans chapter 14, verse 1 is talking about someone with obsessive compulsive personality. As for the man who is a weak believer, welcome him into your fellowship, but not to criticize his opinions or pass judgment on his scruples or perplex him with discussion. In other words, they're going to listen. I believe that God is about to send people with, the Bible says, scruples. I believe that they're going to come. Is that right? I believe that they are going to come. Is that right? And we must be in a position to what? Embrace them and to love them. Is that right? Amen? Amen. All right. Look at Romans chapter 12, please. Look at verse 19. Romans chapter 12, let's look at verse 19. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but lead the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. They are very retaliatory, very revengeful. That's the word I was looking for with that scripture. Okay? All right. Repetitive of behaviors. In other words, they check and recheck. They check and they what? Recheck. Okay? Now, please forgive me if I'm moving too fast. I see many of you are writing. Please forgive me. They can be brilliant, but brutal. Brilliant, but what? Brutal. They come to the pastor criticizing everything. They're very critical. They are the ones with the morals. They have all the moralisms. Anybody see anybody like that in church? I have all the morals. I have all the ethics, morals, and values. They have a critical spirit and they dwell on negativity. They have a critical what? And they dwell on what? They dwell on what? Say it again.
Negativity.
Romans chapter 2 verse 1, please. Romans chapter 2 verse 1. They have a critical spirit and they dwell on negativity. Romans chapter 2 verse 1. Therefore you have no excuse or defense or justification, O man, whoever you are who judges and condemns another. For imposing as judge and passing sentence on another, you condemn yourself. Because you who judge are habitually practicing the very same thing that you censure and denounce. Let's look at Matthew chapter 18 verse 6, please. Matthew 18 and 6. St. Matthew chapter 18, look at verse 6, please. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me and acknowledge and cleave to me to stumble in sin, that is, who entices him or hinders him in right conduct of thought, it would be better or more expedient and profitable or advantageous for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be sunk where into the depths of the sea. A person with obsessive compulsive behavior, fear of germs. Many of you know Michael Jackson had this thing with the demons and the germs. Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes, the billionaire. He had this compulsive personality disorder about the what? About the germ. All right. Basically, once again, they have a personality marked by control, compulsion, perfectionism, overwork. They have trouble relaxing. They're stubborn. They're stingy. They're self-righteous. They have repetitive behaviors. They can be brilliant but brutal. They have fear of contamination. And they have an intense need to set things in order. Now, that's a positive. An intense need to do what? What's the remedy for them? Godly therapist. Intervention and goals. Family intervention and goals. Or scripture intervention and goals. Or the ministry of deliverance and casting out demons. All right, number six. We're getting close. Number six is an avoidant personality disorder. Avoidant. A-V-O-I-D-A-N-T. That's A-V-O-I-D-A-N-T. All right. I found that there are two root causes in an avoidant personality disorder. One is rebellion, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. The second one, again, is fear, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Okay. Avoidant personalities work like this. They form relationships with people only if they believe they will not be rejected in the church. In other words, they will only form a relationship with you if they feel that you won't hurt them or you won't what? Reject them. They have a false feeling of loss and rejection and not being used in the church. Most people, hear me out, with avoidant personality disorder are church hoppers. Because time they get upset with somebody in the church, they become grasshoppers. And they jump, and they leap here, and they leap here. Avoiding personality disorder, every pastor is wrong. They hurt me, you know, but they don't never tell what they did. Okay? They did it to me, brother. They did it to me. And I had to leave that church because everybody in that church is going to hell. An avoidant personality is a church hopper. How many of you know Ephesians 4 talks about be not carried about by every wind, being tossed to and fro, every wind of doctrine. Is that right? I've met people who have went to almost 7 or 8 churches in 1 year and got a problem with everybody. Nobody's right. Oh, here's one. They told me. I said, brother, why did you leave the church? They don't have no love. I said, well, brother, did you bring some love? All right. They feel shy, inadequate, and they are very sensitive to rejection. Oh, man. They easily hurt by rejection, brother. Avoid it means to avoid. They will come to church and won't talk to you unless you talk to them. They will come to church and they will sit in a certain position or a certain area all day and won't speak to you unless you speak to them. Easily hurt when people criticize or disapprove of them. They are reluctant to be involved with people and large gatherings. They avoid activities or jobs that involve people contact or public relations. You assign them a job in the church that involves people contact or public relations. Oh, no, 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 I can't work with, I can't do that. I'd rather clean the bathroom. They are shy of social situations out of fear or doing wrong. They make potential difficulties seem worse than what they are. Avoidant personality disorder. What's the remedy for them? Godly therapist intervention goes. Family intervention and goals?
No.
Scripture intervention and goals?
No.
Or the ministry of deliverance and casting out devils? All right, we got one more. Like I said, and I say this rejoicing with the believers here, I'm not a licensed, I don't belong to the psychiatric association. Amen. But through observance, I've seen some of these disorders. Amen. And remember, I even confessed about myself. I'm histrionic. Amen? But thank God. God for Jesus. Old things are passed away. All things are new. Here's another area. I think that every believer, every five-fold minister, you must get an understanding of personality disorders. And I heard Sister Carla talk briefly today. Satanic ritual abuse. I'm just going to give you some briefings on that. Satanic ritual abuse. And I'm to the point where I believe that within satanic ritual abuse, a lot of that is empowered by a lot of territorial spirits. I believe that. The satanic ritual abuse, which is the most complex form of soul fragmentation because of the physical, spiritual, and psychological abuse, the mind control, and the programming techniques that's used upon that person. Listen to this. The goal of programming in satanic ritual abuse is to create a fragmented personality. In other words, a puppet to carry out their agenda. As the, I don't know if many of you are familiar with the story of the Manchurian Candidate, where a person can be programmed by drugs. Some of the memories of satanic ritual abuse falls like this. Torture and abuse, perverted sex with humans, animals, and demons, the use of blood, child and animal sacrifice, chanting names of demons, drinking potions and giving them drugs to prevent memory recall. Let me read a list, and this is our last one. Let me read a list of some of the indicators that can be observed about satanic ritual abuse. Here's a list of some indicators that can be observed about people who are victims of satanic ritual abuse. Abnormal responses to specific colors, sights, sound, and smells. Periodic self-mutilation. Unresponsive chain reaction behavior. They go through a repeated crisis during satanic holidays. Abnormal fears or reactions to Christian communion or hymns. Sudden, unexplained systems of changes or setbacks. Artwork depicting ritualistic objects. Poetry or writings with obsessions on themes of death, torture, and despair. Repeated dreams of flashbacks of death, torture, and bizarre sexual experiences. Last but not least, let me read some of the characteristics of satanic ritual abuse. And as I said before, I'm not going to be able to cover a more firm foundation, but I just want to give you a brief overview. I know that many of you are going to do your research and you're going to study on your own time. Amen? All right. Dreams with reoccurring images of blood. Robed men, robed women in black. Figures of demons and candles. Vague, scattered, or almost non-existent childhood memories. Pronounced panic reactions to files like The Exorcist, The Omen, and the violent slasher-type movies or literature. Self-mutilation, cutting oneself, burning, or hitting oneself. Having preoccupying thoughts of similar kinds of self-abuse. Fears of physical violence, knives, and guns. Hypersensitivity about being the center of attention, being uncomfortable in and around human circles. Sexual perversion or dysfunction. Urinary problems, rectal symptoms. Coitus, odd-shaped rashes on the body, hypersensitivity to unexpected touch and loud noises, extreme difficulty with trust, phobias about snakes or about serpents. We are going to see, because there's a rise of satanic ritual abuse, and there's much soul fragmentation, and they are coming into the church for help. And many of our traditional churches are powerless to help them. It is nothing wrong with a believer studying occult practices so they can arm themselves to dethrone satanic kingdoms that are operating in people. Before I went to Vietnam, they sent me to boot camp. I had to learn how to use weapons of warfare. I had to understand rules of engagement. There are many pastors who are shying away from understanding voodoo. Macumba, Brazilian Macumba, which is voodoo. Santeria, Cuban Santeria, blood and animal sacrifices. There are many pastors who are shying away from understanding the occult. And it's time that we learn and get an understanding because they are coming. And they are coming into the church where they can get help, where they can get deliverance. Let me give you a brief overview. What did we talk about? We talked about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. God is concerned about your whole body, soul, and spirit. We talked about soul fragmentation. We talked about ancestral disassociation. We talked about trauma. We talked about sexual sin can cause you your soul to disassociate or to do what? Split. And we need to learn how to... Psalm 23 talks about He restores our soul. And we need to learn how to deliver the captives to call their soul back into the image of Jesus Christ. What else did we talk about? We talked about paranoid personality disorders. How many of you know that fear can affect the immune system? Many autoimmune diseases are caused by what? Fear. And we talked about paranoid personality disorder in the church. How many are overly suspicious. They have a persecution complex. How they distrust. How they have certain fears and they just feel threatened. They just believe that everybody is just out to get them. We talked about histrionic personality disorder. It's rooted in what? Levitra. Classic attention getting behavior. A man-pleaser spirit. Flirtatious, seductive, manipulative. What do they come to church for? They come to church to find a weak, willing, professing believer. Is that right?
Yeah.
We talked about emotional and dramatic. In order to gain attention, they're self-centered. Difficulty in relationships. That's histrionic. We also talked about the antisocial personality disorder. We found out that Samson and Judas Iscariot had antisocial personality disorder. Is that right? Betrayal spirit, suicidal thoughts, aggressive violent behaviors, and even what? Burning anger. What else did we talk about? A dependent personality disorder. And I know that I put a lot of humor here, but I did the humor to keep some of you woke. But if I can say anything about the dependent personality disorder, mothers and fathers, trust me, I've witnessed good, godly women who take in Freddy Krueger because they don't want to be alone. They will accept anything. Is that right? Well, what's that Red Fox played on Sanford and Son? They'll take Sanford and Son before they be alone. We talked about it can manifest in the church. We talked about how they don't want to be around large gatherings or making a social contact with people. You know, you have to speak to them before they, you know, they speak to you. Is that right? Yeah. They're easily heard and, you know, they want approval. We also talked about obsessive compulsive personality disorder marked by what? Or repetitive behaviors, or repetition, or compulsions, or over-concern, or workaholics, or they have trouble, what? Relaxing. Is that right?
Yeah.
And we talked about self-righteous trait there.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We also talked about they fear contamination. And they have an intense need to do what? To make sure that things are put in order. We also talked about the avoidant personality disorder. We talked about in the avoidant personality disorder, they only form relationship with people who they think that they won't reject them. Isn't that something? Is that right? They have false feelings of loss and rejection and they're shy, they're inadequate, and they're sensitive to much what? Rejection. In other words, they're easily hurt. All right? We also gave a brief overview on satanic ritual abuse, but I pray that this message would just be a precursor, a beginning for you to begin to do your own what? Research. And last but not least, in ending this, I told you the remedy. Here's the remedy. Garnet therapist intervention and goals. Family intervention and goals. Is that right? Scripture what? Intervention and goals. All right, Sister Carla, may I ask for your help, please? And deliverance, Sister Cheryl, and some of the others, amen. Amen. Well, let's go. Let's defeat the devil's kingdom in that area. All right, amen. All heads bowed, please. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that your word says that you will confirm your word with signs and wonders following. Now, Father God, we take authority over every demonic strong man, every ruler spirit over personality disorders, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray Hebrews 1:14 that the ministering spirits will minister to the heirs of salvation. We are the heirs of salvation. And we pray, Father, that you will release and activate holy angels to assist us in setting the captives free. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority. Father, we are seated in heavenly places. Our authority is in heavenly places. We take authority and we bind every strong man within these people. And we bind every territorial spirit on the outside from reinforcing any demonic forces. And we pray in the name of Jesus that the captives be set free. All right, get ready. Personality disorder. Let's start with paranoid personality disorder. All right, I command in the name of Jesus Christ. Is everybody ready? Everybody okay? Everybody, okay. All right. I command in the name of Jesus, paranoid personality disorder. I command suspicious jealousy to come out now in the name of Jesus. Okay. All suspicious, all jealousy spirits come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, suspicious, jealous, persecution complex. Everybody's out to get me. Come on. Come out. Come on. Come on. Get them rolling. Breathe them out. Come on. Get them started here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Persecution. Everybody's out there. There we go. Everybody's out to get me. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. You distrust people. Come out now. You distrust people. You distrust people. You're threatened by people. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Poor self-image. Poor self-image. Poor self-image. Come out now. Come out now. Move. Move. Unlink yourself. Rank and file. Line up. Line up now. Come on out of there. Poor self-image. Isolation. Isolation. Come out there now in Jesus' name. Fear of being accused of extramarital affair. Fear of being accused. Fear of being accused. Hurt by your mate accusing you. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Breathe them out, people, and let them go. Fear. Paranoia. Margot Misabib. Threat. Horror. Come on. Fright. Come on out of there. Come on. Loose. Loose. Come on. Loose. Loose the people and let them go. Loose the people and let them go. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. Move. Move. Jealousy. Insane jealousy. Come out of the mind. Insane jealousy. Come out of the mind right now. Jealousy. Jealousy is the rage of a man. Jealousy is the rage of a man. Come on out of there. Anger, rage, temper tantrum, jealousy. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on out now. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray the angels of the Lord will come and drag them out and dethrone them. Come on, bring them out now in the name of Jesus. I come against this chronic personality rooted in Leviathan. Come out, Leviathan, pride, self-centered, ego, 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 self-centered. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, you lack attention. You lack attention. Come out. You're self-centered. Come on out of there now. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of there now. Man-pleaser. Man-pleaser. Come on out now. Come on. You're not pleasing God, but you want to please man. Come on out, man-pleaser. Come out, man-pleaser. Unlink yourself in the name of Jesus. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Father, rain fire upon the wicked demonic forces. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Emotional, dramatic to gain attention. Emotional, dramatic to gain attention. Come on out of there. Come on out. You come out. Emotional, bound emotion, blocked emotion. Bound emotion, blocked emotions. Come on, you've been bound in your emotions. Come on out of there. Come out. Come out. Father, let the angel of the Lord bring them forth and dethrone them in the name of Jesus. Bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Okay, I come against difficulties in relationship. Difficulty in relationship. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Sexual vampire, sexual penalty. Come on out of there. Come on, breathe them out, saints. Come on, get them rolling. If that's you, get them out of there. Come on. Seductive, flirtatious, manipulative. Seductive, flirtatious, manipulative. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Seductive, flirtatious, manipulative. Come on, you're gullible. You're easily influenced in relationship. Come on out. Gullible, gullible. Move, 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 move. Father, rain fire upon the wicked demons, oh God. Let the whirlwind of the Lord come to bring judgment. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Gullible, gullible, easily influenced. Come on out. Come on out. I break the spirit of the captive silly woman. I break the spirit of a curse of the captive silly woman. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against the antisocial personality disorder. The antisocial personality disorder. Betrayal spirit. Come on out. Come on. Breathe it out. Betrayal spirit. Come on out of there. Come on out, betrayer. Family betrayal. Family betrayal. Betrayal by husband. Betrayal by wife. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Betrayal. Come on out. Suicide. Suicide. I break the curse of depression through suicide. Come on out. Come on out, depression. Suicidal thoughts. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. I come against aggressive behavior. Violent behavior. Come on. Aggressive behavior. Fits. 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 Come on out of there. You throwing fits. Come on out of there. Aggressive behavior. Violent behavior. Come on out of there. Come on, breathe those things out, saints. Burning anger. Anger resteth in the bosom. I command anger to come out the bosom. Come on out of there. Out of the bosom. Out of the bosom now. Come on out. Burning anger. Come out of there. Come on. Loose the people. Come on. Come on out of there. Anger resteth in the bosom. Come on out, anger. Seething anger. Burning anger. Temper tantrum. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out, anger. Come on out, anger. Come on out. Bragging spirits. I like to brag. Come on out. Bragging spirits. Come out now. Hard-headed. Arrogant. Bragging. Leviathan. Come on. I command pride in the neck. Pride in the back of your neck. Come on out. Pride in the base of your skull. Come on out, pride. Come on out of there. Unlink yourself. Unlink yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against dependent personality disorder. Dependent personality disorder. Come on. You depend on men. You depend on a man to take care of you that's not your husband. You depend on a woman to take care of you that's not your wife. Come on out. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Dependent. Dependent. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. You're afraid to be alone. Afraid to be alone. Afraid to be alone. Afraid to be alone. Come on out of there. Come on out of there afraid to be alone. Come on out of there. Feelings of devastation. Disapproval. Come on out of there now. Passive. You avoid responsibilities. I command that spirit to be broken, that wherein you will avoid godly responsibilities. Come on out now. Come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against obsessive compulsive behavior. You're repetitious. You do everything over and over again. Come on out. Come on out. Breathe them out, saints. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Perfectionism. Perfectionism. Come on out. Perfectionism. You have trouble relaxing. Come on out. Come on out. Out of the nerve. Out of the nervous system. Out of the nervous system. Out of the nervous system. Trouble relaxing. Trouble relaxing. Come on out of there. Trouble relaxing. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Stubborn, stingy, self-righteous. Stubborn, stingy, self-righteous. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Stubborn, stingy, self-righteous, and ritualistic. Fear of germs. Fear of contamination. Come on out of there. Come on out of fear of germs. Fear of germs. Fear of contamination. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, the avoided personality disorder. Avoided personality disorder. You're easily hurt. I come against emotional hurt. Come on out. Breathe them out, saints. Emotional hurt. Bound emotions. Blocked emotions. Come on out of there now. I can't give myself to my mate, to my husband, or to my wife. Your emotions are bound. Come on out of there. Bound emotions. Blocked emotions. Come on out of there. Come on. Deep hurt. Deep hurt in the emotions. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. Shyness. Shyness. Afraid of people. Fear of man. Fear of demons. Afraid of people. Afraid of social gatherings. Afraid of social gatherings. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out. Bind their kings with chains and their nobles with felt feathers of iron. Psalms 149. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there now. Shy. Timid. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Satanic ritual abuse. Victims of satanic ritual abuse. Blood in your dreams. Blood in your dreams. I break all curses. I break all curses of demonic attacks in the dream realm. Incubus. Succubus. Come on out. Marine spirits. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Blood in your dreams. Sexual defilement in the dreams. Incubus. Succubus. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Breathe them out, saints. Fear of demons. Fear of candles. Fear of Satan. Come on. Come on out. Childhood memories. Demonic childhood memories. Demonic childhood. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Panic. Panic. Horror movies. Horror movies. Satanic ritual abuse and horror movies. Come on out. Come on out now. Self-mutilation. Cutting of the body. Bloodletting. Blood sacrifices. False blood brothers. Come on out. You made a covenant with blood with your buddy. You made a covenant of blood with your buddy. You cut your thumb and you told your buddy to touch blood. Come on out. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Phobias. Phobias. Come on out. Satanic ritual abuse through phobias. I remove all legal ground. I remove all legal ground of the enemy. Come on out. Come on out. Come on. Breathe them out right now. Victims of satanic ritual abuse. Come on out. Come on out. Rape. Rape. Molestation. Sex with animals. Sex with animals. Bestiality. Come on out. Sex with animals. Come on. Sex with demons. Come on out of there. Genesis 6. The Nephilim spirits. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Breathe them out. Say, Father, let the angels of the Lord dethrone them. Then drag them out. Dethrone them, Father. Come on out of there. Sex with animals. Sex with animals. Come on out of there. Marine spirits. Come on out of there. Racism. Racism. I come against spirits of racism. Come on out, racism. Come on out, racism. Come on, racist against a different culture, a class of people. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Unlink yourself. Rank and file, line up in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Got one more list. Bitterness, unforgiveness, rage, retaliation, self-hatred, self-anger. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Terror, panic, victimization. You feel like you are a victim under satanic ritual abuse. You feel that you were a victim. Sorcery, black magic, white magic, divination, shamanism. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Trauma, abuse, okay? Abuse, physical abuse in the relationship. Come on out. Come on out, abuse. All abuse spirits, line up, rank and file. Come on out. Come on out. He hit me. He beat me. He slapped me. He threatened me. Come on out. Come on out. He cut me. Fear of rejection. Self-rejection. Come on out. Hopelessness. Despair. Depression. Fatigue. Draining. Draining. Vampire draining spirit. Satanic ritual abuse. Is there anybody else that might need prayer? Is there anybody else that might need prayer? All right. Let's bow our heads and pray. I just want to pray a prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we lift up this congregation before you. And Father, we pray, Lord, that had this word was birthed forth, that Lord, that this word will be has a frontlet upon their hearts. And Lord, I pray that you will begin to stir up hearts here, that they will begin to do their research on personality disorders so that they can be a blessing to the body of Christ and that they can dethrone the satanic kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Now, Father, we pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to equip us in the equipping dimension of the apostolic and the prophetic, O God, in this end-time kingdom battle. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, we stand on the word of the Lord in 1 Corinthians 2:15, that, Lord, elevate our discerning of spirits. Give us a discerning heart. Give us a heart of discerning, O God, where we cannot see and identify the principalities and powers that are at work, Lord, not only in our nation, but in our church and among our families and even our own lives. Now, Lord, we give you the glory. We bless your name. And we thank you, Father God, for the mighty works that you've done at Lake Hamilton this week. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. All right.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.